Trauma Training, Redeeming the Time Brothers podcast, a podcast by Gene Kissinger and Norman Kissinger, two brothers who spent their lives in ministry and raising large families. Our desire is to provide a digital place for those who long belong. And as always, we want to leave a nightlight on for you. That nightlight is out of Romans 8 and verse 28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. What you go through does not define you. How you respond to what you go through is what defines you. In the book of Genesis, we read the story of Joseph, a man who faced immense trauma and hardship, but he emerged victorious through his faith in God. Joseph was betrayed by his brother, sold into slavery, unjustly imprisoned. However, he didn't allow those traumatic experiences to define him or destroy his spirit. Instead, he used his trials as training grounds to strengthen his character, deepen his trust in God, and prepare him for the incredible purpose God had in store. Though each painful circumstance, Joseph learned valuable lessons. In slavery, he developed diligence and integrity and the ability to thrive in adverse conditions. In prison, he honed his ability to interpret dreams, this gift that had been given him by God, and he practiced that gift there. Little did Joseph know that these very skills, forged in the fires of affliction, would one day elevate him to a position of influence and authority, enabling him to save countless lives during a devastating famine. Like Joseph, we face traumas, hardships, and injustices that seem insurmountable, but as children of God, we can trust that he is working all things together for our good and his glory. Our trials aren't meaningless, they're divinely orchestrated training grounds where we can cultivate resilience and faith, and those very skills that we're going to need to fulfill our God-given purpose. So when we face trauma, let's not despair or become bitter. Instead, let us embrace the opportunity to grow, to learn, and to allow God to shape us into the men and women he's called us to be. Let us, like Joseph, fix our eyes on God's unfailing love and faithfulness, knowing that our present sufferings are but a prelude to the glorious plans he has in store. Mighty Father God, I pray that you would help us to remember that trauma is our training ground. Help us, God, not to move into a victim stance where we just feel sorry for ourselves because of some hard thing that we're going through. Allow our testimony in times of trauma to be a handbook of deliverance for those that come behind us, for our children, our grandchildren, those that we're mentoring and leading. Help us to remember that we're blazing a trail that others are going to be able to follow. Thank you that you indeed blazed that trail already ahead of us as your son Jesus came, lived a sinless and perfect life, suffered the slings and arrows of outrageous misfortune down here that he might prepare a way for us to get up there. Thank you for all that you've done. Watch out over us on this night. In Jesus' name, amen.